Going on, DFS Army, Craig Bennett, aka Cash Cake here. Gonna kick off another NBA first look video here. We got a nice size slate. It's a 7-game slate on Saturday. It kicks off at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here. Got a few game, few teams on a back to back, but got a few injuries. I think there's gonna be some major talk like there was last night. But some spots I think we can take advantage of, and we'll just go through each game and talk about it. And if you like these videos, please hit that subscribe button for me. Let me know that you want me to keep pushing these things out. And hit that like button as well. And if you're not a part of DFS Army, head on over there. Use promo code CashCake. Sign up. Save 10%. We have notes. We got all the projections in the Domination Station. And we've been crushing this year in NBA. So come on over. Join us. And let us help you win some money. Let's check out what we got. All right, like I said, we'll go game by game. I'll use DraftKings as the backdrop here, but I will talk pricing for both FanDuel and DraftKings. And we'll just start with the first game here. We have Miami at Brooklyn. It's a 231 over-under, Brooklyn by 7.5. First, let's talk about Brooklyn and just how they lost to Cleveland in back-to-back games. Cleveland. And it's just insane. So now the injury news we have for this game, Kyrie Irving is questionable. Kevin Durant is probable. Silva on the Miami side, Silva's questionable. Leonard's questionable. And Butler is questionable as well. So we'll start on the Miami side real quick. If Butler comes back, it'll just screw up all of the Miami backcourt. You know, Dragic, Nunn, all those guys. It'll just take all that usage away from them. With Tyler Hero still being out, it'll really screw up that backcourt. So if he does play, I probably don't have a whole lot of interest in Dragic and Nunn. They're starting to get priced up, but we've seen Nunn on an absolute tear the last three games. And I mentioned him again. Look at the minutes, 39, 35, 34, put up 34, 47, and 40. Over here on FanDuel, he's priced at right at 6,500. But again, he's been crushing that tag. He hasn't been owned at all. So he's been a guy, if you've been on him, he's really been taking you to the promised land there. So again, it's Butler is out as well. And we know Hero's out. Man, I'm going to go right back to Nunn with the minutes he's playing. And when that guy gets on a heater, man, you know, he's a fellow of Fighting Illini. He can just crush. So really consider him. And then Biggs against Brooklyn here. Bam has struggled his last two games. I've recommended him in Prize Picks, and he hasn't came through for us. He came real close the other day, and then only 28 points against Toronto there. But again, great bounce back spot for Bam here. 8,500 on DraftKings, 8,700 on FanDuel. So priced up, so not as somebody that I think you can just shove in your lineups. But at the same time, cheap enough where I think he can get that 50 burger, and that's what you're looking for someone priced at that point. And again, Dragic and Nunn. If Hero is out, like I said, I want all the Nunn I can get if Butler is not going to play, because he's the one that's been crushing. I don't mind looking at Dragic at all. He's going to get 30 minutes. And so if we don't have any Butler, then I think you can play all three of these guys, honestly. I have no problem if you want to play all three of these guys. These are the guys that I would look at. So maybe we'll just throw Dragic in here and then throw Nunn in here. And like I said, I don't mind playing both of them. So, yeah, if Butler sits, that's where I'm looking at. Let's head on to the Brooklyn side. Like I said, been a dumpster fire since the big three got together. Lost both games against Cleveland. Now, they had all three of them. The first game is against Cleveland. Only had Kyrie Irving and Harden. Harden looks to be more of a facilitator, though, man. If you look at the first two games playing with Brooklyn, you know, 12 assists, 11 assists. I know he does that a lot, but the scoring's way down. 21 points, 19 points. And so the fantasy points kind of took a hit. 59, yes, in that first game against Cleveland, but it went double overtime in 50 minutes. So something to keep an eye on. If the scoring is not there and he's a facilitator more, I don't think, and DeAndre Jordan's going to suck up all the rebounds, which is going to hurt his triple-double upside. So I'm going to take a hard pass at Harden here. Even with Kyrie Irving questionable, and my guess is, you know, he does sit, but if he does sit, you know, Kevin Durant's the guy that I want here at 10-4. He's the one that's going to do the scoring. I think Harden is going to be more the facilitator. He's actually talked about it, how he's got to be a better point guard on this team. And so I think Durant's the guy that I'm going to gravitate towards. Now he's 10-7 on FanDuel, Durant. Harden's 10-2. Harden's 10-5 on DraftKings, and Durant's 10-4. But I still prefer Durant on both sides. Just looking at watching the first two games, I think that's the way to go with this team. Things can change, but that's the way to go. And really, anything else, if we do get Kyrie Irving out, I think we can definitely look at Joe Harris at 5,500 on DraftKings. 4,500 on FanDuel is really too cheap. And I'm never going to really play him unless we get one of the big three sitting out. So if all big three are playing, I ain't playing any of these jokers. I'm just gonna, just skip. But if we get one out like Irving, I will consider Joe Harris. He's 3-point shooter. He can drive to the rim. He can do a little bit of everything. But at that price on FanDuel specifically at 4,500 is a guy I would look at. Let's jump on to the Philly at Detroit game. 218 over under, Philly favored by 7. Blake Griffin is doubtful. Joel Embiid is questionable. Mike Scott's questionable on the Philly side. If we were to get on the Philly side, if Joel Embiid for some reason did not suit up here, again, Philly is on a back-to-back. They played Boston last night. So if we don't get Embiid to play, it's going to be. Let me just double-check and make sure. He's still, oh, he's doubtful now. It's for rest, likely on a back-to-back. So, yeah, if he's gonna sit, oh man, we're gonna go right back here. I think we're gonna have chalk Dwight Howard. We're not gonna be playing Bam because there's another chalk center we're probably gonna end up playing. But Dwight Howard at 4,300 on DraftKings, 4,500 on FanDuel. This is gonna be chalk city, especially against Detroit. But good reason, in the games that he has started for him, he's crushed. That there in Memphis put up 34 minutes, 39 fantasy points. I just he's going to be one of those plays that'll probably be a lock button play for you, at that price if Embiid doesn't play. So now it does open up some things as well. If Embiid doesn't play, we have to consider Ben Simmons because his usage rate goes way up. 7,900 on FanDuel is way too cheap. He's going to be extremely popular. 8,200 on DraftKings, essentially he's very, very much in play there. Tobias Harris is the other guy, 7,500 on FanDuel, 7,100 on DraftKings, very much in play. Gonna have to do more scoring with no Embiid in there. Seth Curry, same kind of thing. Scoring will pick up a little bit. 5,300 on DraftKings, 4,500 on FanDuel, real fair price on FanDuel. And then the other guy, Shake Milton, 5,100 on DraftKings. What hurts him a ton, we saw it, and I mentioned it in this last game, is when Seth Curry comes back, he just doesn't see the court as much. So, as you know, Seth Curry, 27 minutes against Boston, put up 19 fantasy points. If he plays in this back-to-back, which he should, if he goes anything over 30, he can put up 40 fantasy points. And I like that in a guy that's so cheap, especially on FanDuel. That's extremely cheap. But your main guy is going to be Simmons, Harris, and Dwight Howard, especially Dwight Howard on DraftKings. 4,300 is stupid when you should get the start. They'll need him against Detroit. That's the first guy I would lock in. And then Ben Simmons, the second guy, and Harris, if you're looking at those three. That's where I would look on that side. Let's head over to Detroit and see what they have going on. Jeremy Grant, man, he let me down yesterday. Absolutely let me down. I had him at points, rebounds, and assists for 32, 32 and a half, and he put up 32. Shot horribly, 26% from the field. You can't win games that way. So,
Sorry, I didn't.
Jeremy Grant at 7,800 is very much in play here against Philly. Just he's been so consistent all year. If as you see his game log, still put up 39 fantasy points yesterday, but again, shot 26% from the field, 4 for 15. If he shoots normally like he does in 50%. We're talking he's a back up to 45, 48, which you're looking for. So a guy I would consider. I think a lot of people will probably get off of him because of the down game that he had. But if there's no Embiid clogging up the paint, I ain't worried too much about Howard. Howard's still going to be, at the rim. But I think people will be down on him. He's 8,500 on FanDuel, so definitely priced up. Derrick Rose, 6,100 on FanDuel, 5,500 on DraftKings. Now, we did mention on the Detroit side, that we do have Blake Griffin is probably doubtful because he's going to sit. If that happens, again, more usage for Jeremy Grant. Like I said, he's going to shoot even more. The other guy we can look at, Josh Jackson, really sneaky here, 3,700, saw 31 minutes against Houston, put up 25. This is a guy that I really love considering playing if we don't have Blake Griffin, because he will again pick up some usage, extremely cheap. He's 3,700 on FanDuel as well. Really love this play. Like for a cheap guy, you have to consider some Josh Jackson here. Just we've seen it all his career. He's got 40 point upside, and if he dude plays over 30 minutes, he's crushed. Like he's extremely volatile, but at this price and probably some studs we're going to want to pay up for, consider putting him in your lineups, especially again FanDuel as well, 3,700. So I don't think we're going to go to Mason Plumlee, 5,600. I think you could, but with Howard, and once we get over to the Houston side, we're probably going to have Cousins again. So it's really going to be hard to play him. But with no Griffin, he should soak up some more rebounds. So for me, it's probably Josh Jackson is my favorite point per dollar play on this team. Then Jeremy Grant, Derrick Rose, and then some Plumlee if I'm looking at it. Let's head on over to the Pelicans at Minnesota. 220 over under. New Orleans favored by 8. Should be a great game up and down. Minnesota, again, is just a dumpster fire on defense. If we look at the Pelican side, let's see if there's any injury news that we have to worry about. I don't believe there's any injury news on both sides. So them at full strength, I think you can consider any of these guys. Zion Williamson, 7,600 on DraftKings, 7,900 on FanDuel. He should be able to do whatever he stinking wants to against this team. Just really fair price on both sides. Cash consideration all day long. Brandon Ingram, 8,100 on DraftKings, 7,700 on FanDuel, way priced down. Again, those are the two guys that I want. Those are the two guys that I would focus on. Lonzo Ball at 5,700. I have no problem with him. His minutes are going to start creeping up after the first two games coming back from injury. Bledsoe at 5,400. Bledsoe's 5,100 on FanDuel. So again, too cheap there. But as you can see, 23, 27. I think we're going to see closer to the 30, 32 minutes. And if you can get a guy like that, 5,700 against a horrible Minnesota team, I think he's worth a look in tournaments. So Bledsoe and Ball are more tournament plays for me on this slate, just because if we don't have Butler with Hero out on Miami, I prefer the Miami guards, but they're more tournament options to get off maybe some of that chalk. So it's just Ingram and Zion for me. Over on the Minnesota side, we still have Cat out. Again, he's been out with COVID for a while. And so it's Naz Reid's going to be the center here. Vanderbilt, 4,700. He is interesting. Again, on these pace-up matchups, he's going to go up against Zion, which is a little scary, but 27 minutes against Atlanta, put up 27 fantasy points. So he's the kind of one guy I'm looking at. He's 4,600 on FanDuel. So he's a fair price on both sides. I can't get excited about playing. D Russ is 8,600 on DraftKings, 8,100 on FanDuel. So I could consider him. Beasley, 6,800 on DraftKings, 6,500 on FanDuel. That's really all I'm looking for. I'm not, again, with the centers we have on this slate, I'm not even going to look at Naz Reid. Not even going to be consideration for me. But Vanderbilt, because he's power forward eligible, I think he's a guy that you could look at playing. I'm going to throw him in this dummy real quick, just as we're going through things. But that's about it. There's so many other plays here that I probably won't get to anything on DraftKings besides Vanderbilt as I build this dummy lineup. So let's just skip on to the next game here. We got the Lake Show at Chicago, 226 over under. Lakers favored by 9.5. Anthony Davis is probable. We have LeBron James questionable. Dotson is questionable for Chicago. Hutchinson's probable. We've seen this all day long with LeBron James. He's been questionable forever. If he did sit, then you're going to play all AD and you're going to play all the Kuzma. And probably Schroeder as well, because Schroeder will pick up all those point guard minutes, and Chicago's horrible defensive team. So, Michael Carter Jr. is doubtful again, so we might, on the Chicago side, we'll probably see Gafford start again. But again, it's a worse matchup, and I don't think you need to go there. I think we have enough savings. Like, I'd rather go Josh Jackson with the upside than Gafford on this slate, because when you have a Howard and a Jackson, I just don't think you have to go to Gafford. But let's first start on the Lakers side. They got a 117 implied team total. Again, if LeBron James was going to sit on this game, you would just play all the AD at 9,300. I still think you can play an AD on this slate in tournaments. It's a cheap price tag. But again, if they are healthy, it's so hard to play these guys. Now, AD is 9,800 on FanDuel. I'll consider him there when you have to play two power forwards. But on DraftKings, where you can basically build whatever team you want, if this team is completely healthy, they're favored by 9.5, so I'd consider all of them going to play. I figured that the spread may be a little bit closer if one of those big studs set. Like I said, LeBron James has been questionable all year, and he's played all year. So I'm not going to go too much into this. Again, if one of the big guys sits, you play the other one, and then you look at Schroeder because he's going to be running that point more. And so you can look at him. Or in tournaments, I guess you can look at Harrell. But again, on this slate, looking at the centers, I don't think anyone's going to go there, and I don't think you need to. So for me, this is just kind of a move-on spot if they're all going to play. Over on the Chicago side, if we're going to look at pricing, like I said, Wendell Carter Jr. is doubtful, so we'll probably see the start from Gafford again. He ain't going to see 30 minutes. He's probably going to see between 20 and 24 minutes. He's a 1.03 fantasy point per minute on the season. You know, he's 3,200 at DraftKings at center. I don't think you need this because I think it's going to be Howard and Boogie, but consider him if you're trying to build some lineups where you need some more savings. This is definitely a pay down center slate on DraftKings. It is not a pay up slate. So keep that in mind. Zach LaVine, 9,200, just too expensive for me. 9,300 on FanDuel. If you think the game stays close, sure, play him. Lauri Markkanen, 6,700, 6,400 on DraftKings. Again, going up against AD, not really liking that too much at all. Especially if they get throttled, these guys aren't going to hit their ceiling. So again, you know, Zach LaVine, I guess in tournaments, but this whole team going up against the Lake Show, you know, just the best defensive unit in the association. I have a hard time getting excited about any of these guys on a slate this large. So I'm just going to move on. If you need the savings, basically it's just Gafford for me at 3,200. He's 3,500 power forward at FanDuel, so it opens things up. And then for me, you know, 4,600 for Young, I'm not excited about that. But, you know, Thad Young coming off the bench, 3,800 on FanDuel, I do like. If the crowd's going to go to Gafford, I'll take Thad Young. And it's crap, you can play them both together, but that's way too cheap. He did put up 26 fantasy points in 25 minutes, so at 4,600 is not bad price, but I do love the price way more on FanDuel. So I think out of all the bulls on FanDuel, it's Young and then Gafford for me. And then on DraftKings, it's Gafford and then Young, if that makes sense. So let's move on over to Houston at Dallas. Both these teams are on a back-to-back. We do have some injury news still on the Houston side here. Christian Wood is doubtful still. So again, we would see all the Cousins again at center. John Wall is out, and Victor Oladipo is questionable as well for back-to-back. So, and then we'll mention Daniel House is still out. So if Wood is out, we know Wall is out. Boogie Cousins at 5,100. Now he played 33 minutes last night, again, back-to-back. If you throw him out here, we can consider about the same. Dude shot 2 for 16. He shot 13%, put 36 fantasy points. Even at 5,100, if we see 30 minutes out of Boogie Cousins, he's just absolutely going to just roll here. Like, I don't know how you don't play him. So, again, your build's probably going to be Howard and Cousins, most likely as your center combination at DraftKings, and they're going to be super chalk, but it's like chalk that I love. Like, there's bad chalk, and then there's this chalk. I mean, good Lord, if you get 30 minutes out of both of these guys, they should both put up close to 40. And Boogie's not going to shoot 13% again. Now, the big thing here, I think, for Houston side, Cousins is 4,900 at FanDuel, excuse me. So, again, too cheap, going to be 70% owned, just way too cheap. I mean, you're just going to plug him in just like yesterday. We don't have Capella to worry about putting up a 70 burger. So just throw Cousins and Howard in there and move on to your cash lineup. Now looking at the Houston side, if Depot did sit, then it's going to open up a lot of usage. You know, it's even more shots for Cousins. Like, is it even more of a lock? But if he did sit, then we're looking at guys like Gordon, and Tate, McLemore, Nwaba, Brown, all those guys are going to be an uptick. Who's going to go off more? I would think if Brown set, I'm sorry, if Oladipo set Brown at 3,800, I think he's going to do some more shooting here. I like him a lot at that price tag. Gordon's still going to just be a shooter. 6K, 5,200, I think I like that price a little bit more. But I still think that's probably, even if Oladipo's out, I still think Sterling Brown's going to have the ball in his hands more. So 3,800, I like that. But my favorite plays, man, is Tate, man. Tate is just, Tate's been a 0.78 fantasy points per minute, but the guy's just goes to the rim hard. 30 fantasy points in 32 minutes. I like him on FanDuel better because, as you can see, blocks and steals, three blocks, three steals. That's what he can do. But at 5K on DraftKings, 4K on FanDuel. So he's going to be extremely popular on FanDuel. So I really love Tate. Like I said, Gordon's going to be in play more so on FanDuel at 5,200 at that small forward position. And I think on small forward, you could play Gordon and Tate together on FanDuel. I don't think you have to just pick one at price. They can both get there. And then Nwaba is interesting. Shooting guard 5K over on FanDuel, which is not a great price. But we can look at him. On DraftKings, he's 3,800, and he can bring some good energy off the bench. And he put up 35 fantasy points against Detroit in 21 minutes. So if we see no Oladipo, you got to look at Brown. You got to look at Nwaba and Tate. Those are the guys I'm looking at because they do a little bit of everything. Eric Gordon is just a straight shooter. Again, he's going to shoot a ton. Might look like an over prop bet on him on points. And McLemore, same kind of thing. He's just more of a shooter. When they get streaky, they can put up a ton of points. But I like the guys that can do a little everything. And that, to me, that's Brown, Tate, and Nwaba here. So we really need the Oladipo news, because if Oladipo does play, the dude has around 40% usage in his two games in Houston. And he's going to be out there again around that same usage rate. And he's 7,900 on DraftKings, 8,800 on FanDuel. So we really need the news here before we can consider what we're going to do. But with Wood, with Wall out and Wood doubtful, it's all the Boogie Cousins you can handle, and it's good chalk. All right, on the Dallas side, we have Luka, 10-7 for Luka. Luka should be able to do whatever hell he wants to do here. He's going to be extremely high owned. He's 10-8 on FanDuel. We put him in this dummy lineup here. Put up 66 fantasy points in 36 minutes against the Spurs. Now, again, it's a back-to-back, but so is Houston. So they both should have some kind of sluggish legs here. So I'm not too worried about it with both of them being on a back-to-back. I'm going to throw him in this lineup here with Durant. I think the two spend-ups I want are probably Luka and Durant. Durant being the one I want more if you're choosing between the two. But again, Porzingis, 8,200. 8,700 on FanDuel, that's a no-go for both sides for me, even though Porzingis should be able to do whatever he wants. But again here, the one thing I do worry about this team with Porzingis is he's questionable. So Porzingis could sit here, and they're already hurting for big men. They have no Kleba, no Powell, no Richardson, no Finney-Smith. They're all out still with COVID protocol. So if Porzingis sat on this back-to-back, it would open up some more value here. James Johnson, 4,500 on FanDuel, extremely cheap, got 40-point upside, 4,900 on DraftKings. Then we can look at, Willie Cauley-Stein. Again, the center position, it's really hard to get off those guys that would chalk, but Willie Cauley-Stein would probably start. 5,300 on DraftKings, 4,900 on DraftKings, 5,300 on FanDuel. Tim Hardaway Jr. would see a little bit more usage, so he's a tournament option at 5,800. On DraftKings, 5,400 on FanDuel, but no one I love. Jalen Brunson, though, still too cheap on FanDuel. 4,300 on FanDuel. 4,800 on DraftKings, getting priced up. But again, 31, 34 minutes his last two starting. 31 and 28 fantasy points. I think the shots, double-digit shots both games, but he could probably shoot a few more times if we don't see Porzingis out there. So I think he's a great FanDuel play. DraftKings, if it was a last piece or something, I don't mind sliding him in. But no, and I'm just trying to force in my lineups, I guess. So something that you can consider on this team. But, if Porzingis sits, it's Brunson and Johnson outside of Luka, and that's about it. And again, Trey Burke, if you want to look at coming off the bench, I don't mind looking at him. He'll be unowned. But I like to take him usually when Luka is out or one of those guards. So that's what we're looking at there. Mainly it's the Houston guys. They're just too cheap. And if all those guys are out, they're going to have to play. And if you think Dallas throttled them, Then on the Houston side, you definitely want to look at some of those other guys I mentioned when it comes to Nwaba, Tate, Sterling Brown, and stuff like that. So more of the Houston value, just like we saw yesterday. They're just shorthanded. Let's move over to Denver at Phoenix, 217.5 over under. Denver favored by 2.5. Injury news, we don't have literally anything significant. Looks like Dario Saric is questionable, but that's about it. We just saw this game play out last night. Identical game against Phoenix. That's kind of weird. Usually they space these out a couple games, but back-to-back against the same team. Jokic, 62. I'm pretty sure this game went to overtime. Yeah, it went to overtime, put up 40 minutes. Again, we got a lot of teams on back-to-backs tonight, and it's really weird seeing the team back-to-back playing the same team. It's really odd. But yeah, Jokic at 10-8. If the problem with Jokic is he's center only, man. He's going to be low owned because of it. So if you want to take a shot and throw Jokic in there instead of one of these centers. But man, I think if I was going to pick one to get rid of, it might be Boogie, just because on a back-to-back and maybe they get blown out and the minutes don't get there. So if you're considering playing Jokic, maybe not go Luka and Cousins and play Jokic. I think Howard's my lock because I don't think his minutes are going to be messed with at all. Cousins, you know, again, with the injury concerns he's had, if there was anyone that I was like chalk a little bit nervous about, it would be Cousins. But I mean, the guy should still get there for sure. And anyone else over here? Michael Porter Jr., he's been out for a while, but again, on a back-to-back, what are they going to do with him? Like I said, playing the same team. It's a weird situation. A team I'm not really looking at. Jamal Murray's interesting, 6,700 on DraftKings, 6,800 on FanDuel. Put up 46 fantasy points in 40 minutes last night. Again, you kind of worry how many minutes these guys are going to play. The starters, do they Malone go to his bench a little bit more because of the heavy minutes? But it's way too cheap if you think he's going to play this full allotment of minutes here. Again, when he gets on one of these heaters, he can really toast. So Murray's the guy I'm liking here. But if Porter plays, it really takes all these other guys out of play for me. I'm not loving Millsap. I'm not loving, you know, Jamichael Green gets like no play. Barton gets down tick. So really nothing here. You know, Gary Harris is cheap, 4,600 on FanDuel, 4K on DraftKings. Put up 26 fantasy points in 39 minutes. Again, it was OT, but he's the guy you consider at that price. Over on the Phoenix side, again, 7,700 on DraftKings. His price is at 7,800 on FanDuel. Again, no one's going to play him. I don't think you should play him. There's just too many good cheap centers here where they're not going to make my build. Chris Paul, man, he had a bunch of assists last night. 7,100 on DraftKings, 6,900 on FanDuel. Put up 15 assists. 11 points, double-double, 40 fantasy points, 39 minutes. Only shot 33% from the field. But, again, you can attack this Denver team. One guy, Bridges. If you look at Bridges, 5,400 on DraftKings, 5,500 on FanDuel. Put up a monster 51-point game here. 24 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, blocking a steal. So he's been pretty decent, even at price, 51, 24, 34, 23. I'm sure a lot of people are going to chase that big game. I don't expect a 51 burger out of him at all again. So I'm not sure I would chase that if I were you. Cam Johnson, 4,400 on DraftKings, 4,400 on FanDuel. Only put up 10 fantasy points. Maybe he's the pivot off of Bridges, and Bridges doesn't get that 51 burger. And maybe Cam Johnson can get you something, but more of a FanDuel play because that small forward position is pretty weak. But other than that, it's really just Chris Paul, maybe some Bridges. Not extremely loving this game. Let me just check one thing here. Booker is doubtful. So, you know, if Booker was out, I think I would like Chris Paul even more, I guess. He's going to have to pick up more scoring. So at that price, it is too cheap. But we have to see if Booker is going to sit or not. Because if he did sit, 7,100 and 6,900 on FanDuel. It's just way too cheap. And his usage would go up a ton. He's at point one. Chris Paul's right around one fantasy point a minute for the season. But I think if I ran the numbers, I'm sure that would go up with Booker off the court. So, that's the guy that I would really look at here. And again, if Booker's off, a lot of shots go out because that's what he does. He's a shooter. So Ayton would go up. But again, we're not playing him. So it's basically Bridges and Paul. Jay Crowder probably pick up some extra shots as well, so we could look at that as well. And then, you know, a sneaky guy could be like a Payne. Maybe Payne gets a few extra minutes here. And he's been almost a one fantasy point per minute as well. So he's been one of the more productive guys off the bench for them. And if they're down a guard, he makes a sneaky play at 3,900. Let's go to the hammer game of the night. Golden State at Utah. Looks like 228 over under. Utah favored by 7.5. I don't think we have any injury news here on the Utah side at all. And we don't have anything on the Golden State side at all either. So pretty healthy both teams. Steph Curry, 9,500. I'm probably not getting there. Again, there's just too many other good spots that I'm not going to be trying to force him in my lineups at all. He's going to be loaned, so if you think he can put up a 60-burger, go for it. But, man, when you got Durant with Irving probably going to sit, or a Jokic going right back against Phoenix, or a Luka, it's really hard to get excited about Curry. But since we're spending down at the center position, he makes an interesting spend-up play. Wiggins at 6,400 on DraftKings, 7K on FanDuel. He can get it going even against the Utah team. You can kind of look at him. Oubre Jr., 6,100 on DraftKings, 5,600 on FanDuel. I don't mind playing him on either side. Draymond Green, still too cheap. 5,500 on DraftKings. And the great thing about Draymond is you can play him at the power forward position. 5,100 on FanDuel, squarely in play. And again, Draymond, man, he was yelling at Wiseman and got ejected. I don't know if you saw that game, but it was ridiculous. And they ended up rescinding that technical. So the ref screwed that up completely. He had 14 fantasy points in 17 minutes, so I don't mind going back to him. And then again, like I said, it's cheap center night, especially on DraftKings. If you felt a little nervous about Boogie, felt maybe it blows out, he doesn't get there, I still like Boogie. Don't get me wrong. I'm just trying to talk about other cheap guys. Wiseman at 5,200, you know, it's put up 29, 33, 9, and then it was a horrible game against the Lakers. Again, Lakers just so good defensively, and 32. So he's the guy that could get you there. And he's 4,800 on FanDuel, so kind of a pivot off that. But that's where I look to go on the Golden State side, more like the Draymond, Oubre look, Wiggins. Curry's a little expensive, but again, on FanDuel, where you probably have the money to get up to him, probably more playable, but not a guy I'm trying to shove in my lineups. On the Utah side, Donovan Mitchell, 7,800 on DraftKings, which is extremely cheap. 8,500 on FanDuel. You know, he's been playing really good. 55, 42, 36, 43 over his last four. I don't know if you watched the little Shaq kind of came at him a little bit in a little clip, and it was interesting. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, go on YouTube. You know, Shaq and Donovan Mitchell on their last little TNT talk there. It was kind of interesting. Rudy Gobert, 7,300. Again, I've talked about this till I'm blue in the face in this pod. 8,400 on FanDuel. He's a pay down center spot. I'm not going to pay that for Rudy. Rudy's going to have no ownership at all. Royce O'Neal, 5,100. No thanks. 4,800 on FanDuel. I guess you could consider it, but no one I'm looking at. Bogdanovich, 5,600. His price starting to creep up a little bit. 5,100 on FanDuel. I think you can consider him on this slate, but no one I'm really trying to shove in there. Mike Conley, 7,500 on FanDuel, is pretty cheap. I don't mind looking at that. 6,600 on DraftKings. He's been playing really good ball. He might be a little sneaky. 39, 27, 32, and 60 or 40. But the minutes are never heavy. 31, 28, 31, 27. Clarkson, 6,300 on DraftKings, 6,200 on FanDuel. The minutes are going to creep a little bit down here, but 27, 36, 35, 31. I think he's priced towards his ceiling now where you don't have to consider him. So in this game, it's not like someone I just love. So I don't know how many pieces I'll have here. I think I'll have more pieces in the 9 p.m. games of that Houston-Dallas game than I will here. So no one I'm really considering in this game. Jingling Joe Ingles, I guess, at 4,200. I will mention him. Since he came back, 2019 minutes, but extremely efficient, 25 and 26 fantasy points. So he is 4,500 on FanDuel, but it's a really cheap tag on him on DraftKings. So maybe he's a guy that you can slide in those lineups and he will complete them for you. So I don't mind that price tag going up against a Golden State team and Ingles. He's a facilitator, shooter, does a little bit of everything. So with that, there is the breakdown of today. Again, if you want to see the cheat sheets that we have at DFS Army, the projections, we're talking shop all the way up until lock, until that last game locks, you know. So, again, we've had some monster six-figure wins over at DFS Army this year in NBA. We just keep it rolling. So head on over there, use promo code CashCake, save yourself 10%. And we will be in there and helping you get on the right track, be it single entry, three max, MME. We're there to teach you and to help you be a better DFS player. And if you like this video, please hit that subscribe button, hit that thumbs up. Let me know you want me to keep pushing these things out. I really enjoy doing these for you. And with that, I'm Cash Keg. Deuces.